President Donald Trump posted a message in his Truth Social website Monday saying, "Congratulations to everyone," and announcing a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Trump's stand on the Israel-Iran conflict has taken more twists and turns than his tariff policies in a matter of a few days. 2 days after Trump said he would take 2 weeks to decide whether to enter the conflict, the U.S. launched 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs at Iranian nuclear facilities, the first time the weapon had been used in combat. Iran quickly vowed retaliation. Protesters rallied in at least a dozen countries, including demonstrations in New York City and Tokyo. The United Nations Security Council held another emergency meeting Saturday, where UN Chief Antonio Guterres said the U.S. bombing marks a perilous turn, and warning that we now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation. Today, the head of the UN-backed nuclear watchdog group, Rafael Grossi, spoke to the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
The weight of this conflict risks collapsing the global nuclear non-proliferation regime. But there is still a path for diplomacy. We must take it. Otherwise, violence and destruction could reach unimaginable levels, and the global non-proliferation regime that has underpinned international security for more than half a century could crumble and fall.
Administration officials, including Vice President J.D. Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, had said the U.S. attacks were about ending Iran's nuclear program, not about regime change in Iran. But President Donald Trump muddied the waters Sunday with a post on his social media platform, Truth Social. He wrote, "It's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? ?MIGA!!" Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Monday, "Congress and the American people are owed answers.
No president should be allowed to unilaterally march this nation into war with erratic threats, no strategy, no explanation. That's why I've called on Leader Thune to hold a vote immediately to enforce the War Powers Resolution."
Over in the House of Representatives, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Trump's unilateral military action does not appear to be consistent with the U.S. Constitution.
"The use of military force, which is offensive in nature, must be approved by the House and the Senate. That's according to the Constitution. It's not optional, Donald. It's not."
12 House Democrats who are veterans say they'll support efforts to rein in Trump's military authority through a War Powers Resolution. That will be a tough slog in the current Republican-majority Congress. In any event, Trump says Israel and Iran have now agreed to what he calls a complete and total ceasefire to begin at the end of Tuesday. By news time, Iran and Israel had not confirmed the agreement. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.